as I was making my bed under the brightness of the full moon, I started thinking about Bill. I don't know why, but sometimes I go back and I fantasize about the life we didn't have, about two people who didn't smoke pot, who knew each other was wounded, and who understood that they couldn't fix it. It wasn't our life. And I guess I wonder if it ever could be. I promised Gary I wouldn't rescue Bill again. But what if he rescued me? And what if instead nobody rescued anybody? We agreed to take responsibility for ourselves in the face of a relationship. I just wouldn't know what that looked like. So as I heard myself telling Bill's brother how I wouldn't rescue him again, I thought to myself, but look what I did. I gave Bill everything I had. I worked my ass off to ensure that he knew just how good he was. I projected my needs onto him, and then I fulfilled them. And I did it with him, and I did it with Greg, and I did it with Arash. And I never want to do it again if it's not for me. Is that selfish? I'm a generator. Maybe that's all I do is generate for others. But it seems, after 60 years, you know, a little sad. I'm a good person. I'm kind. I'm actually pretty nice to love if I'd ever let anybody get close enough. But why can't I invest everything in me this time? Put it all on the line. The line's always moving anyway. And losing Kirby? Like, why wouldn't I try? Listening to the things that Andrea has me listening to and watching, they remind me life is short. Others don't really care. I need to find the strength and the courage to love Andre. And to take a risk. To take a shot. On my life. Okay, I see the mechanism now. As I walked from one room to the other and my tears stopped, I recognized that my need for external validation is what hooks me in to that projection. Because if I do this for me, where does that adulation come from? Where does the, you know, you go girl come from, right? So I guess in many ways I do see that in those processes my needs were met in a different way. With Greg, my God, he saved my life. Had he not been with me in those early years on the streets of Toronto, I don't know what would have become of me. But he was like a stake in the ground holding this air sign. Yeah, you fiery Sag. And then when I look at Bill, it was all about adoration. I just wanted people to be impressed once again by me. I had been such a train wreck. I'd had such a nervous breakdown that I wanted to wash that away. I wanted others to see my capabilities. You know, and then if you look at what happened after that, you really did begin to live your own life. You know, you went back to school to do something totally different from anything you had done. Once again, you were on search of adoration, but the reality is you got that job at Blender yourself. It took a whole year, but you did it. I don't think you'd ever gotten a job yourself other than a waitressing job before. Like, really, everything came from the cushions of all the wonderful, loving gay men in your life. Every job, every opening, every landing. Except for Cindy. Cindy came out of a different window. Still coated in codependence. She walked into that little apartment on County Road 17 outside Bob Cajun like an angel that swooped in and packed my stuff and said, we're leaving. I was minutes, maybe days, away from suicide. Wow. I have so many people to thank, though. So, yeah. And then again, after I finally get free from Bill, I spend the next 10 years building a prison, a beautiful prison, to keep myself in and, you know, insulate me from the world and insulate them from me, which is what I truly believe deep down I had to do. And yet, during the entire thing, I was doing it all over again. I had projected my needs onto the company, onto my boss. I saw him as a tyrant. And yet I saw him as the person who I desperately needed approval from. And I went about getting it. And it was very different. Being 3,000 miles apart was made it really very different. We barely spoke. And yet I lived every day like I had some sort of chain holding me in and some, you know, inline camera watching my every move. But it wasn't true. I was the only one holding me to task. Wow. So can I hold me to task now? And can I do it with love? And that means giving up smoking. And that means letting in whatever this pain is so that it can be processed and released. And that means discipline. Making the time to write or talk every day like this. Getting out the stories. Sorting through the pages. Finding the courage. It once was my dirty laundry. It has been through the ringer, as have I. It has caused great agitation. But now, hanging on a fresh new line, are the layers and the masks of me. Clean, with the smell of sunlight and rain. Will they dry in time for me?